3月6号，神韵巡回艺术团在荷兰的第二场演出在观众们的热烈掌声中落下帷幕。演出所传递的喜悦与内涵直达观众们的心灵深处，让他们深受感动。下面请看报道。
荷兰诗人魏富先生说，最让他感动的是演出中二胡的演奏。
Feel the, or you hear the sound of just a simple, Chinese violin, I don't know how you call it. But if you hear that sound, it really moves me. So because it goes to your gut.
演出这天刚好是管娜的生日，为了庆祝，管娜的五个姐姐和她一起来观赏演出。
Joy to see it, and you would like to dance yourself. You would like that you.
管娜的姐姐丽娜非常感谢神韵给他们带来的美好时光。
It's just a dream. The show is so perfect, and the performance is really it's great. It's so great. I don't sleep the whole night from this show.
他们的大姐玛丽说
，Stories they tell and.And the joy of dancing, it's gives a good feeling, yes.
姐姐李亚说，一定会介绍家人来观看第二天下午神韵在荷兰的最后一场演出。新唐记者孙芳，荷兰阿姆斯特丹报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在阿姆斯特丹的演出受到了艺术界人士的广泛好评。他们认为乐团的演奏完美地结合了东西方乐器，神韵的表演是灵感的源泉。
为了给好友一个惊喜，芭蕾舞演员马赫拉皮尔斯马将神韵演出的票送给了好友安奈克布伊。
It was so exciting, so stimulating for me as well.
So inspiring.
Yeah, inspiring. Yeah,
totally
inspiring. Myself, I do belly dance, but still with this dance, what they do is so energetic and the energy you see in the arms and in the movements and everything. And it's so inspiring, totally inspiring. So that's really good. Yeah.
皮尔斯马女士第二天就会有一场芭蕾舞独舞的表演。她说今晚能看到神韵的演出，演员内心的宁静让她深获启发。只可惜节目太短。
There was this dance, and then you're like, you see so much, but it's and then it's gone, and then you're like, wait a second, I didn't see it yet. It's like, wait.
It's the beauty of it. You want to see more.
Totally. You want it to be never ending.
末了，皮尔斯马女士说，明年他们肯定还会再来。乌特列支音乐学院教授阿尔伯特则被乐团的现场演奏折服。他认为乐团的演奏完美地结合了东西方的乐器。
This music is mixed with harmony, which is very Western, and it is a perfect way of mixing. It will be appreciated as well in Eastern countries, in the Far East, as well as in the West, because this is a kind of universal sound.And I think it is very impressive.
新唐人记者朱棣、李月，荷兰阿姆斯特丹报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在荷兰的最后一场演出，观众席中有一位荷兰家喻户晓的喜剧大师，他的心被舞台上的二胡演奏家美璇所拉奏出的旋律牵动着。他说呢，舞台上的美璇惊为天人，而更让他钦佩的是舞台背后演奏家所具有的勇气和坚定。
埃里克·范·艾斯文科是荷兰著名的喜剧大师，他的面孔经常出现在各种电视、电影和喜剧当中。欣赏了神韵的表演后，除了对演出的整体制作赞不绝口外，最让麦斯文科先生难忘的是美璇演奏的二胡。
She looks wonderful. She's very distinguished. And then once she starts playing, it's like, again, it's supernatural. It's so clean, such a beautiful tone. Yeah, I was very impressed. And my only criticism is of the show is that she was only there once. She should have returned after the break. Yeah.
得知美璇和她的家庭被中共骚扰迫害，麦斯文科先生说，为了信仰，美璇的坚强勇敢让她非常敬佩。
What really impressed me is that people like her stand by their beliefs.And I think that's very courageous, and I admire it a lot. And I told.
麦斯文科先生还说，有时候他会浪漫的设想，当中国获得真正的自由，应该将一条街道用美璇的名字来命名，因为他是个英雄。他还希望能邀请美璇到荷兰电视台去表演。新唐人记者朱棣、李月，荷兰阿姆斯特丹报道。
目前美国的神韵巡回艺术团正在欧洲地区进行巡回演出，在荷兰当地的华人和亚裔观众，他们为神韵演出中所传达的价值理念感动得落泪。我们一起来看看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
画家吴海波先生是中国美术家协会会员，曾因西单民主墙、六四学生运动被关押判刑，最近刚刚以联合国难民的身份来到荷兰。曾直接或间接见证过大法修炼者被迫害致死的他，觉得最让他感动的是《震撼》这个节目。
虽然说受了一些迫害，我认为这些人没有记在心上，他们还仍然继续的努力的追求美好，我认为做得很好。但是特别是我看到那个独舞男独舞就是在高墙里法轮大法好，我当时流了泪，很受鼓舞。
吴先生认为，人们现在也在追求信仰，神韵帮助人们的这种追求，他希望神韵能到大陆去演出。
我希望每个中国人都应该向他们学习，弘扬中国的文化，使真正的自己的内心的感受和内心追求美好的向前向上的，不是乌黑的，是光明的。我认为每个人都应该去放发。
来自菲律宾的安吉里塔·胡文克斯克带着两个女儿来观赏神韵。
The Buddhism and also the honestly from the Chinese culture, the honestly from the family to keep the family, the nature. It feels it feels in my heart. It makes me some crying a little bit.
与神韵的第一次接触，就让这一家成了神韵的粉丝。
So we come back next time. Yeah, for sure.
With mom.
Yeah. She's the biggest fan.
Yes. 新唐记者李月、朱棣，荷兰阿姆斯特丹报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团3月4日抵达荷兰阿姆斯特丹，即将拉开在欧洲十几个国家、20多个城市巡回演出的序幕。团长李维娜女士表示，期待与欧洲观众通过舞台进行沟通。
神韵巡回艺术团于3月4日清晨抵达荷兰阿姆斯特丹斯基普霍尔机场，部分当地神韵迷早早来到机场欢迎他们的到来。这是神韵艺术团第四次把纯善纯美的中华传统文化带到欧洲大陆。神韵巡回艺术团团长李维娜女士说，
欧洲的观众非常的热情，这我知道，而且欧洲的观众眼光也很高。我就是想说呢，我们还会在舞台上共同的沟通，我们会给观众带来最好的礼物，谢谢。
李维娜女士还表示，这个演出不仅仅是表演艺术，更重要的是能给人在精神上和伦理道德上带来新的审视和考量。主办方欧洲法轮大法学会负责人吴文新先生表示，神韵艺术团每次到来都获得欧洲观众由衷的喜爱，因此有越来越多的欧洲国家和城市邀请他们来演出。
我期待更多的观众都来看，更多的欧洲人都会从那个神韵的演出而心生受益。
神韵巡回艺术团还未抵达欧洲便受到欧洲政界和艺术界泰斗的欢迎，他们中很多人去年就看过演出，如今他们满心期待着神韵巡回艺术团用全新的节目带来全新的惊喜。神韵巡回艺术团在欧洲的首场演出将于3月5日晚上8点在荷兰 Rai 剧院拉开序幕。新唐人电视台记者李姿琳兰，荷兰阿姆斯特丹报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在荷兰阿姆斯特丹的演出让荷兰观众深受感动，他们欣赏神韵所传递的传统文化，并为演员们所付出的努力而备受感动。
现任某投资银行风险经理的伊琳娜·穆亚女士曾经跳过20多年的舞，她特别欣赏神韵演出中的舞蹈。
I'm really very picky in what I see in dance, so today I'm really pleased, and there are a lot of traditional interesting compositions like made with a special idea. This is what I like the best.
穆亚女士的丈夫帕维尔先生在飞利浦公司做专利方面的律师，他认为这个演出非常传统经典。
And this is more melodic sound, so this is totally different, and it's just very traditional.
荷兰画家吉尔特·冯斯和他在微软工作的朋友露丝·范·欧科克女士一同来观赏演出。冯斯先生为神韵的艺术家们通过艺术形式表达他们所信奉的价值而深受感动。
What I personally, as an artist, like people who have their talents and creative backgrounds, that do their best to promote something they believe in their own way. So that's what I respect, really a lot of respect for.
欧科克女士提到了最让她感动的一幕是说
And one of the scenes I, what really touched me was the, but because I'm a mother, it was the mother with a child and then yeah, it was really, brings up emotions.
新唐电视台记者李月、朱棣、荷兰、阿姆斯特丹报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在荷兰阿姆斯特丹的首场演出吸引了诸多华人前来观看，他们表示神韵艺术家们的优秀表演传达了非常美好的信息，希望神韵有一天能回到中国大陆表演。
雕塑家罗米·坎林斯和他的丈夫是经朋友介绍来看演出的，没想到看到了这么让人惊喜的表演。
It was surprising because I have never seen a show like this before. I'm an artist myself, so I really was interested in the movements, and especially the classical parts, and also the hands and the jumping. It's very, very nice.Inspires me again to maybe into new work.
欧洲最大的游乐场内的礼品店主莫妮卡·德·赫拉夫说，这场演出完全超出他的预料。
Oh, it was amazing. Yes, really. My eyes were, my mouth was open. I was really stunned by the show. Especially also when they dance and the way they all move in the same way and it goes so, it's like a musical journey.
同在音乐剧中担任演员的马若琳和洛克斯安娜母女则表示
I think it's a marvelous show. I like this very, very much. It's a beautiful dancing and singing.
Yeah, I really like the outfits. They were very well chosen with every song.
马若琳对舞蹈演员的舞步印象尤为深刻。
It's like they're not walking, it's like they're flowing around the crowd. It's beautiful. I like it very much.
不少观众表示明年还会再来，有人则迫不及待地要趁神韵还没有离开荷兰，就带自己的家人朋友再来观赏。新唐人电视台记者李月、尼克，荷兰阿姆斯特丹报道。
神韵艺术团的另一支演出团队神韵巡回艺术团3月5日在欧洲的荷兰首都阿姆斯特丹开始了他们在欧洲的首场演出。欧洲人独有的艺术品味和他们的文化氛围息息相关，让我们随着神韵艺术团到阿姆斯特丹去感受一下。
说起荷兰，人们都会想起宽大的木鞋、各式风味的奶酪、古老的风车，还有五彩斑斓的郁金香。到过阿姆斯特丹的人都会说那是个包容的城市，那儿的人接纳包容各种各样的文化，他们有追求美好的权利，也有随波逐流的自由。阿姆斯特丹还是荷兰的金融中心，很多荷兰大型机构的总部就坐落于此，其中包括飞利浦和 ING 等七家世界500强企业的总部。欧洲大陆即将告别料峭严寒，第一颗新芽悄悄探出枝头。就在这充满希望的季节，神韵巡回艺术团来到了阿姆斯特丹。这是神韵艺术团第二次造访这里，去年四月的三场演出曾感动了许多艺术界和商界人士，他们为中华文化的博大精深而倾倒。3月5日至7日在阿姆斯特丹的海剧院，神韵巡回艺术团将线上三场演出，把中华文化的精彩呈现给阿姆斯特丹的观众。新唐人记者朱棣、李月，荷兰阿姆斯特丹报道。
神韵艺术团在欧洲的首场演出在荷兰观众的欢呼喝彩声中落幕，人们用掌声将大幕一次次推开，这其中不乏艺术界的人士，他们觉得从来没有看过这么好的演出，这对他们的创作很有启发。
雕塑家罗米·坎林斯和他的丈夫是经朋友介绍来看演出的，没想到看到了这么让人惊喜的表演。
It was surprising because I have never seen a show like this before. And I'm an artist myself, so I really was interested in the movements, and especially the classical parts, and also the hands and the jumping. It's very, very nice.Inspires me again to maybe into
new work.
欧洲最大的游乐场内的礼品店主莫妮卡·德赫拉夫说，这场演出完全超出他的预料。
Ah, it was amazing. Yes, really. My eyes were, my mouth was open. I was really stunned by the show. Especially also when they dance and the way they all move in the same way and it goes so, it's like a musical journey.
同在音乐剧中担任演员的马若琳和洛克斯安娜母女则表示
I think it's a marvelous show. I like this very, very much. It's a beautiful dancing and singing.
Yeah, I really like the outfits. Yeah, they were very well chosen with every song.
马若琳对舞蹈演员的舞步印象尤为深刻。
It's like they're not walking. It's like they're flowing around the crowd. It's beautiful. I like it very much.
不少观众表示明年还会再来，有人则迫不及待地要趁神韵还没有离开荷兰，就带自己的家人朋友再来观赏。新唐人电视台记者李月、尼克，荷兰阿姆斯特丹报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在欧洲首站荷兰的最后一场演出于3月8日圆满落幕。演出中途，荷兰观众不时报以热烈的掌声。演出结束后，观众们起立，一次又一次用掌声与欢呼声让荷兰的大幕再次打开。
满当当的剧场中，有不少来自商界、政界的观众为神韵的魅力所倾倒。神韵演出的所在地类剧院的销售经理杰瑟内·德内曼觉得神韵让他有机会看到了真正的中国文化。
I really think that people who can see the show, they must see the show because it's an experience to see it, and it will give you something to think about. And I think that's a good message that the show gives you, that you should.Live your life to the fullest, like the dancers do, and they let you feel that.
杰瑟内·德内曼的母亲说，这场演出已经超越了演出的范畴。
I did say it wasn't show, it was real, what she says. You could see it on the people. They lived in it, with it.
Yeah.
They are who they are.
Yes.
来自荷兰皇家海军公关部的塔马拉·福赫尔藏
Control of the body, and that's really great. That's art. You can move, you can dance, but stand in one position and be keep in balance. It's very great.
他的弟妹摩尼克说
Yeah, it's really great. We were just talking about it. The lady who was singing in the beginning, really very good. The violin, the Chinese violin.Really nice.
来自荷兰国家银行的埃拉·康梅内女士觉得演出各方面
都非常精彩。It's a very nice performance. It's a good introduction to see what China looks like.
埃拉的朋友泰德·福赫特说
The dance is very beautiful. It's fine. Expression. You have to look at it to understand it.
结束了在荷兰的三场演出。神韵巡回艺术团的下一站将是比利时号称小威尼斯的水上城市布鲁日。新唐人电视台记者李月、尼克，荷兰阿姆斯特丹报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在欧洲首站阿姆斯特丹的第一场演出，观众席中不乏艺术界的人士。前中国国家一级演员阿依古丽埃山为演出感动落泪，他说呢，神韵带来的是真正的中国文化，表现了艺术的美。
阿依古丽埃山女士是国家级演员，曾在许多国家级重要场合登台献艺。她说，神韵给她带来了希望。
我也是演员啊，哎，我很激动。但是我看看这个，我觉得我好像也有这种的遭遇。但是我在这又看到的，我又心里面很那个，有一种希望。我有这种希望，启发我，他们有那种希望启发我以后，我自己对我自己也很有信心。
阿依古丽埃山女士还说，神韵带来的是真正的中国文化，表现出了艺术的美。
就是中华民族的几千年的文化，文明文化都体现出来了，而且演员的这基本功也很踏实。感觉，但我感觉的我整个是陶醉在这个善良啊、美呀。这些东西里头融到这个里面去，挺不错。这就是艺术的美，舞台的美，它整个体现出来了。
最后，阿姨古丽爱山女士还表示，她最喜欢的节目是男高音的演唱和二胡演奏。
那个男高音唱的也挺不错，还有那个二胡演奏的演员，他那个演奏也是参加让我们也掉泪啊。他拉的那个反正是整个琴，他就深入到那个音乐里头，陶醉在那个让观众全陶醉在他那个音乐里头。
新唐人记者李月、朱棣、荷兰阿姆斯特丹报道。